Well, we're going to start with a look at what is going on in round one of the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. Still pretty early days for the players. A lot of players still yet to get their first rounds underway. But looking at the top of the leaderboard at the moment, Luke Donald, the European Ryder Cup captain, leading the way. He's 4 under par through 15 holes. Also 4 under par is Kiwi Ryan Fox. Had a fantastic day after he won on the PGA Tour last week. Alex Noren is also up there on 4 under par. There's a group of players on 3 under, including Matt Fitzpatrick, a former US Open champion, Steven Yeager, Rasmus Højlund. Keegan Bradley is also 3 under par. He is a former champion at the PGA Championship. Looking down the leaderboard, John Rahm 2 under. And the best South African at the moment, Tristan Lawrence and Garrick Higgo, they are both even par for their rounds. Higgo's played 7 holes. Tristan Lawrence is making the turn after 9. Moving to football news now. Man United manager Ruben Amorim says that his tactical decisions are to protect the long-term success of the club. He took Lenny Yoro off at the first sight of an injury against West Ham at the weekend and removed Luke Shaw to avoid losing a second player. Amorim says it's not just about having a squad fit for next week's Europa League final.
I was thinking about even the next year, the squad. If we need another guy, if he's a long injury, that is my concern. It's not about just the final. Of course, I want every player fit.
Well, United take on Chelsea tomorrow at Stamford Bridge for a chance to jump from 16th to 14th on the Premier League log. Then we're going to finish with some tennis action. From the Italian Open in Rome, American Tommy Paul booked his spot in the men's semi-final a bit earlier today. Paul beat Herbert Hurkacz in straight sets 7-6-6-3 to be the first man into the final four. Later in the men's draw, number one seed Jannik Sinner will take on Casper Ruud. In women's semi-finals action today, Jasmine Paolini, the home favourite, is into the final. She beat unseeded Peyton Stearns of America 7-5-6-1 rather to book a spot in the last two. The second woman semi-final, Jinwen Zhang, who beat number one seed Aryna Sabalenka yesterday, faces a tough task up against fourth seed Coco Gauff for the spot in the finals. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.